Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Iggy Garcia with Insight Radio. Wanted to say hi to everybody. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day. I know Mondays are hard for everybody sometimes. But here for the next hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about the law of attraction and actually the medicine and how they kind of go hand in hand. I get off the subject a little bit. That's kind of how I am. But we'll try to stay on course here. Okay. Most of you already know the law of attraction. Everybody's seen The Secret. Different types of marketing, things that have come around or off of it. The Secret was a phenomenon, a huge success, made millions and millions of dollars. And I know it was a brief, short introduction to basically to a law that is very universal, a law of attraction. The law of attraction is just one of many laws, many, many, many laws from what I've been told and from what I've been studying. Law of attraction is pretty much what you put out there. And what you put your mind to is pretty much what you get, and in retrospect. So the law of attraction, what is it? Let's see. The law of gravity, you kind of understand how that works. You know, jump off the Empire State Building, not going to have very good results at the bottom, unless maybe you have a parachute. So how does the law of attraction fit into our lives as human beings, and also as people who are the light workers or just the common day person, every day who walks down the street? So I thought about that, you know, what is the law of attraction? Really, what does it mean? I mean, The Secret was brief, short, kind of explained things a little bit. But I kind of got the gist of it, kind of dabbed in it. But I guess what's happening to a lot of people with the law of attraction and The Secret is there's almost like a step that's missing or someone just doesn't quite understand. The law of attraction is very simple. You attract what you put out. So if you're thinking negative thoughts, you're going to kind of get that kind of thing. So you're going to attract things that you really don't want into your life. And if you are in a positive frame of mind, you're going to attract those kind of things. But here's the thing. There are people who would say, well, I think positive. Iggy, I think positive, you know, but, you know, and it doesn't seem to work for me. So what is the problem? What's going on here? I think what it is when we think of the law of attraction, what's happening is, you know, we say gravity. If you just say gravity, yeah, you'll fall, and that's it. That's pretty much what happens. You fall. But the law of attraction works. It's very simple. I think what happens is human beings, we complicate things. We make it very difficult, and we confuse ourselves. And then we think because we don't get, you know, we want instant gratification. I think what happens is instant gratification for a lot of people, especially here in the United States, I would have to say, is we want things now. I mean, we can go down to the quick stop and pick up, you know, a Coke or a hot dog if we need to. You know, the days of where people would Coke at home and stay at home, it still happens, but you don't see it as much. The families don't eat dinner, and they're not hanging out together. Good example, I'm home here, I'm on the radio, and my family's out probably Christmas shopping or whatever. But, you know, really that bonding time isn't here. So I think the law of attraction plays into a lot of these things. What's happened? What's happened with the law of attraction in our country, per se? But what we're trying to narrow it down maybe just to you and how the medicine wheel applies to the, you know, the law of attraction and the different things in your body and how you can manifest and create things. So first we have to understand what we don't have, okay, and also be grateful for what we do have. So you probably, everything that I'm going to say is probably either being cliche or it's been said before. So here we are. Think about it. If you were to think right now about 10 things that you have in your life, just 10 positive things that you would consider positive or even remotely positive. And then you have to go the opposite, because for one, for the other, front and back, or duality, or the yin and the yang, is kind of what we're in this cycle of, in these different phases in life. You have to have 10 things that are not okay in your life, things that you would want to change. And so the law of attraction plays into a lot of different things, you know, dream building, goal setting. Ask yourself, where are you? Are you dream setting? Are you goal setting? Because what happens is sometimes as young children, we want everything. Santa Claus gave me this. You know, mom and dad buy me that. And, you know, we really wanted it. And then our parents were like, no, we can't afford it. We can't have it. You know, it's You know, when I was a kid, you know, my parents, you know, had one pair of shoes, or I had three, and I don't know why you want 20. But I think we just have to go back, step back in time, and kind of go back and remember all the things that we ever wanted, and how as children, you know, the world was endless. I mean, the universe was there. I mean, anything that you wanted, you could grab. Because that's how the universe is. There's this space in between our spoken word, through the visions, the things that we see. And I think as we grow older, we kind of put those things aside because of just the stress of life, the things that happen to us, and the things that come across our table, across our situations, and different things in life. So my concern is that sometimes we're too easy to say, you know, it doesn't work. Okay. If the car, you turn the key and it doesn't turn on, it doesn't work. But if you turn it again, try, maybe push the gas pedal, it'll turn on. And your life's kind of like that, too. Sometimes you get stuck in those moments where you need to turn the key and you're just not quite getting it. Not getting enough gas in there. But I'll be the first one to tell you, there's days where it's really difficult to get up out of bed and go forward and plunge through. As positive as I want to be, I mean, I still have to live the life that's around me. So I run into circumstances myself personally. I use myself as an example. You know, the people around me aren't positive. But I've come to understand that all these people around me, they are part of my circle of influence. They're part of my life. So somehow I've attracted them into my life, and somehow through spiritual ways that I don't know, they've chosen to be here with me in this time, and me as well as chose them. So now here I am with the people in my life. So what do I have to do in order to try to live the most peaceful and prosperous life? But it's, you know, and that's the million-dollar question. What do you do? But what I understand, though, is this. To appreciate everything that you have is probably one of the biggest secrets, which isn't really a secret, but we forget. It's very simple. So we attract. If we're thankful, we attract. So now, when I say into the medicine wheel as well, what I was talking about is here's the medicine wheel, four-part segments. You know, we talk about the north, the west, the east, and the south. Different parts of the medicine wheel mean different things to different people and different cultures. But I've divided the medicine wheel, or a circle, per se. We'll just say make it easier to understand the hoop of life, because we live in this hoop. We live on the earth. The earth is the biggest medicine wheel of everything. It's the biggest. And the universe is even bigger. We have to understand, you know, if physically we are not well, then spiritually sometimes we can't be well as well either. Because what happens is our body is so busy trying to heal us and keep us well that our mind becomes compromised, you know, our spirit becomes compromised. So in order to understand the law of attraction and the medicine world, we have to understand, okay, what do I need to do in order to bring myself to that balance to feel better? First, you have to understand what's wrong, if there's anything wrong. Okay, and the thing is, we don't talk to ourselves. As human beings, you know, we've been told here, especially in the United States, I'm talking to myself. Don't talk to yourself. People might think you're crazy. Well, you know what? I am crazy. I talk to myself all the time. Now, does it always work? No, not always, because you know what? I'm self-conscious. The ego steps in and says, hey, what are you talking to yourself for? You know, the ego wants to control. It wants to take it and squeeze it, constrict it, and just take it, you know, and take over. Because that's what it's programmed to do, to protect you. It parents. So you ask yourself, you know, I mean, we sit in the west of the medicine wheel and to seek counsel door. You know, how's my liver? How's my kidney? How's my gallbladder? You know, am I feeling all right? Go to the north. And we seek spirit. How's my respiratory doing? Can I breathe? You know, how's my nervous system? It's the whole wheel, you know. Then we go to the east. How's my digestive system, you know? I see far, you know. And then we go to the south. And how's my skin? How's my bones? You know, I'm looking within. How's things doing? And then I have to come to center, who I am, in the center point of the wheel. You know, Sky Father, Earth Mother. Sky Father represents the immune system. And how's my immune system? Then I go to Earth Mother, endocrine system. I need to ask, you know, how is everything to keep me well, to my nurturing part of my body? And the self, come to the middle point, is the circulatory system. I mean, if one of these things are off, it throws everything off. I mean, you're completely out of balance. It only takes one spoke to throw the bike off. And you're nothing but a big universal bike traveling to space. Now, if you would take maybe a little piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, you know, what we need, I want you to take some notes here. You almost have to draw the circle out and I'll kind of go along with you. And most of us, we're all pretty much stressed out. So that compromises our energy levels and how we feel about ourselves sometimes. Now, you take the medicine wheel, draw a circle, draw it into four different halves. Okay? On the first part of the medicine wheel, I want you to put H. And the second to the right, so you'd be left, we'll go left to right, left to right. Okay? So on the first circle in front of you, put H. Second, put a letter E. All right? And the second part, I want you to put the letter L. Then to the right, I want you to put P. And this is where you're going to come to an understanding, and you're going to understand, these notes are going to be for you only. So they won't really apply to people around you, but basically kind of to yourself, tailor it to you. As you look at the wheel, and you've written down H-E-L-P, so spell the word help. Pretty simple. I'm for simple, as best as possible to get to the point. I don't like to complicate things. That's not who I am. I like to get to the meat of things as quickly as possible. Okay, so on the H, any of these letters can represent anything. But today, the H will represent health. We'll say health. On the law of attraction, the circle, what goes around comes around. This is pretty much how the law of attraction works, how I see it works. You look at the health door, I call it. H represents health. Look at yourself. I mean, literally take a mirror, look inside a mirror right now, and you look at yourself and say, how is my health? How do I feel? Am I taking care of my body? Is my body responding to the things I give it? What's going on? Am I healthy? Have I had a checkup? Do I feel good? Do I feel bad? Now, understand your health is probably the most important thing if you're going to live on this earth. You've got to have your health. You've got to take care of you. No matter how much you want to take care of everybody else or work in a soup kitchen and take care of your brothers and sisters out there who are suffering or don't quite understand how things work or don't understand why they got where they're at, you have to take care of yourself. Because personally, you cannot help another unless you help yourself. And you may be able to help a few, but if you want to help the masses, you have to be in prime condition as much as possible. Even if you're sick, even if you have an ailment. Okay? So ask yourself, how's my health? If it's poor, then you have some decisions to make. You have to make some real radical decisions. What am I going to do to get healthy? You know, am I going to take care of myself better, eat better? Go to my Native American practitioner or my white coat doctor. These are things that are very important. I mean, am I exercising regularly? Which is, you know, there's a segment in our population who don't, and there's a segment who do. They take care of themselves very well. I have to fall kind of in the middle. Sometimes I'm on a roll and I do it. And sometimes I just take two, three weeks off and won't do it. Now, how does that affect my life? Yeah, it probably does in ways I probably don't really understand. Now, we kind of understand what health is, so we move over to the right of the wheel. This can be two things, the way I look at it. The E stands for either ego or your energy. The reason I say ego, the ego plays a big part in the law of attraction. Your ego wants to control. So when you bring in new philosophies into your mind, new programming into your head, what happens is here is the little ego inside you that thinks it's massively huge. The ego says, well, I don't believe that. My mom said no. My mother said, that's not what mom taught me. That's not what dad taught me. So the ego starts to constrict and starts to control and take over to the programming and tries to mold it to the way it can in order to be in control. But the ego is an energy eater, if you allow it to be. It will just consume you. It will control you if you don't allow it its space. You have to come to a point where you have to teach it how to control and relax and just be safe. That's why we have a lot of things all standing hand in hand with health. Meditation. When we meditate, we relax our ego. We go into the altered state. We go beyond the realm of our reality so the ego can relax. So when we don't have health, we don't have energy. So we'll always have ego. Ego will always try to take over. Always, always try to dictate the things that we learn. Then we go to the L part of the wheel. And here I would, you can put any letter that you feel is appropriate for you, because the wheel represents you. And you'll kind of know exactly where you are when you put it together. I put down lessons, and I put down love. So here we go. Through my health, through my E, energy or ego, I've come to learn lessons in life. And I've also come to learn. And I've come to the point where I don't love. Okay? I love others, but not me. The lessons I learned through the wheel of life. Here I am. I've learned the lesson that I haven't taken care of myself. I learned the lesson that my ego, most of the time, tries to take control of what I say. I don't allow my higher self to step in and take control. So it leaves me without energy. So where is the love? Well, learning to self-love is very important. People are afraid of self-love. We've been taught that self-love is selfish. We have to love other people in order to love ourselves and to see results. That's not how it works. The law of attraction doesn't work that way. The law of attraction works like this. It goes to the P. Okay, it goes to the P part of our wheelhouse. It's all perception. It's all how you see things. It's all how you dictate. It's all how you approach life and how you interact with people and yourself. So now, we have a perception of how things are supposed to be and how we want them. So when we see a car accident, per se, a car accident, 10 people will see the same car accident, and all of them will have a completely different version of what they saw. Some will say he was his fault. Some will say no, it was their fault. Some will say he ran a red light. Some will say he ran the stop sign. So, they may not have been a stop sign or a red light. See my point. So, the law of attraction, how does that work? It's perception. When we perceive that we don't have enough, that's our reality. Then what happens, it affects our health, and it affects our energy, and it affects our lessons that we learn. And then what happens is the memories that we program our mind with take over. The memories that we program in our head, along with the ego, says, that won't work. We've done that. We've tried that. Stop it. Give up. So you understand where I'm coming from a little bit. I believe what's happening here with a lot of people when they see the movie The Secret, they can't believe it can happen. It can't happen to them. Why? Because somebody told them. Someone gave them that perception. Okay? And said, no, I've learned that lesson. That doesn't work. It's not good enough for you. You can't have it. So perception plays a big, big thing, and deception. Perception and deception kind of go hand in hand. Sometimes we deceive ourselves, and we get to the point where we're saying, you know what? Here we are. The law of attraction doesn't work for me. What's going on? It is working for you, because you already said it's not working. When you say something's not working, you've already put the action into effect. So as you made your little circle here for me, we put H-E-L-P. Now we have to figure out how you can help yourself. How are you going to help yourself understand what we need to do? Well, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just trying to give you some tools in order to kind of guide yourself and work yourself. Now, when I watched The Secret for the first time, I thought it was fantastic. It was great. I don't knock anything that wants to empower and help people. But I think what happens is, like anything that become marketing tools where They just want to build on it and just sell it more, which is in their own right. They produce it, they developed it, and they have a plan. And you have to understand, that's the plan. We have to be that way, too. We have to understand that the secret of the video is not there to tell us everything. It's for us to start to self-learn, self-engage, to be awakened, to wake up and say, okay, I know the secret doesn't tell me everything, so that means there must be much more to it. Of course there's much more to it. Just like gravity, there's much more to gravity than what you know, I've just told you earlier. You don't just fall and boom. There's a lot of beneficial things to gravity, and there's a lot of things of gravity that we're still learning about. I mean, I've heard there's different types of gravity. So the law of attraction works the same way. So what I want you to do now is draw another circle for yourself. And then divide it into four different sections. Okay. Now what I want you to do is in the first left-hand corner, I want you to put the letter L. In the next circle, the next half of the I, I want you to put the letter I. Then at the bottom left-hand corner, I want you to put F. Then in the right-hand part of the pie, in your circle there, in the medicine wheel, I want you to put E. And it should spell life, or look something like that. Now, here we are. We'll start with the left-hand side. Well, the letter L, like I said, any of these letters can represent anything to you. You can put any letters in here. It's just an easy way to kind of understand where you're going and where you're at. I put L, for me it stands for love. Love is very important because you've probably heard this cliche that love, you know, we all need love. That love is the conqueror. Love is the way. And you know what? Love is the way. If you understand how love works. That's a whole different topic. That love is very important because love transcends time and space. Love goes beyond and does many things that we sometimes aren't even aware of. It just creates a whole realm of possibilities. So love, your version of love and my version of love are completely different. Loving is not kissing somebody, hugging someone. That's just, those are effects and things that we do to show how we feel inside and how we want to externally express ourselves. And that's what happens. We don't express ourselves properly at times. Then we go over to the right, which I believe that everybody in this universe or everybody who's ever been born, the I stands for being it's intuitive. Everyone, your dog, the fish in your fish tank, everybody's intuitive. Everyone. You can agree with me or disagree with me, that's fine. It's my perception of how I live my life that everyone's intuitive. Everybody knows something. Everybody has something to give. When being an intuitive person doesn't mean that you're, a psychic reader or anything. That's just one aspect of many things. To be intuitive is to share your gift that God has given you, as the universe has given you. I'm not trying to be politically correct here, but I'm just saying, to be intuitive, if you're listening, you're intuitive. I'm intuitive. And everybody you know is intuitive. You've had those moments of aha, and you're like, oh, wow. You know, or yeah, I knew that. Or, well, some people have just learned how to take their gift and make it bigger and make it stronger and make it more beautiful, more powerful. And also, they've used it for good and for bad. We've had many things through history where you've seen people use their intuition, their intuitive powers, to either dominate or to help. Now, Hitler was very intuitive, but he used it for the wrong reason. Mother Teresa was very intuitive, and she used it for the right reason. Through our perception, through our glasses, through our filters, through the ego. And that's where it takes me down to the left-hand side. The F stands for fear. Fear is a true emotion. It's real. It holds us back sometimes, but it also protects us. It also is there as a mechanism to say, okay, I'm scared. So, you know what? Let's look, step back and see what we need to do, what's going on. You know, we're a very special creation. The universe has made us into a very, very special, 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 and I hate to be saying the word over and over, But God created something that man can never create. Man cannot create a human being in the sense of, maybe cloning or whatever, but that's different. I'm talking about something way powerful than us. I mean, if people who are atheists don't believe in God, they believe in nothing, so they believe in something. And the people who believe that God is all-knowing and all-great, he is, or she is. You know, who's to say he or she? That's not why I'm here to talk, but I'm just saying that fear protects us too. A lot of people put a lot of doubt and fear and they cast it away. Oh, don't be fearful. You know, it's don't judge that, you know, trust me. You know, no. But fear also is a mechanism that says, okay, something's not right here, I need to check it out. Oh, I'm not gonna go through that dark hallway, you know, something might grab me. That's good that you have that. It's very important. Those senses are very important for us to have. Then we go to the right-hand side of the medicine wheel, and we have the letter E. The E is the ego. The ego is always with us. We can put the ego to sleep at times, but we can never destroy the ego. I mean, there's been people who've wanted through history and through time to destroy it, but you can't. You can put it to rest, let it sleep. You can put it over there or meditate it away for a moment, but the ego always comes back and always makes sure that we're okay. It's our value system. It's our mother and our father. It's what tells us, you know, it's how we live through life. It's what gets us through life. Because everything, like I was saying earlier, is memory. So now, the law of attraction, how do we apply it? How do we apply it to our life? Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to figure it out. And the last part of the show here, we're just going to talk. You know, hopefully we can have some callers and maybe they can give their insights too. You can dial either call 614-668-8138. That's my personal line. Or you can call 614-595-3440 if you have a comment or anything that you want to share with us. So now what we're going to do is just going to kind of open the forum a little bit. I've kind of gone over the things that I wanted to share about the law of attraction. Now, the way I see the law of attraction, I've come across many things here in the last couple of months studying the law of attraction because I'm really fascinated by it. I think a lot of people get bored, and it's kind of being mainstream. So you'll see where a lot of people are just, like, abandoning the idea or moving on from it. But I was listening to the lady, and Dr. Vitale, you know, from the Law of Secret. The Law of Attraction on The Secret, the movie The Secret, well, he sends me emails and he corresponds with us, and it's just a general blast. Well, you know, he has a lady, and she calls it wishcraft. Not witchcraft, but wishcraft. She practices wishcraft. She works out a process called select, project, expect, and collect. So pretty much what you do is, she has won many sweepstakes. I mean, from my understanding, is that she's won every sweepstakes that she's pretty much signed up to win or whatever. I don't know if she's done anything with the lotteries, from my understanding. But, like, trips, she's won trips. Her husband's won outboard motor. And they just won a whole slew of things, trips to Europe, all over the world. Just totally amazing stuff. I was pretty fascinated by it. I'm gonna see if we get her on the show and interview her and see and kind of pick her brain a little bit. What she pretty much is saying, this falls into the law of attraction. She would say, well, her family would go out and they would select it. They would select, a prize they wanted to win, some type of contest they wanted to enter. So they selected the contest. They got together as a family, they would select. Okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to win this? So I guess that's what you've got to have to do in your life, too. Select. What do you want to do? Grab it. Select it. Where am I at? And then the second part is that they would project it. So that would mean that they would be putting it out to the universe. And they selected it. They said, this is what I want, my dream. This is what I want to get. Okay. That's how the law of attraction works. And then I project. I've heard that only projecting it one time is enough. Saying once is okay. Once is it. And then you have to expect results. Her third part is expect it. Expect the result. So here you are. You've selected something you wanted. Now you have to project to the universe and say, hey, this is what we want. And now we have to expect it. I guess of all these parts, I think that's probably the most difficult part for people is to expect it. How do I expect it? And then you collect it. You win the prize or you drive a new car. And you know what? From her conversation on the audio, she says it's as fast as you want it to be. If you want it to be slow, it'll go slow. Your dreams and your desires, if you want them quick, you get them quick. Who's to say that you can't have them now at that moment? You know, so we select, project, expect, and collect. Pretty simple stuff called wishcraft. So I'm going to be putting it into practice here and see how it works, you know, in the next day or two. I'm going to sit down and figure out with my family what kind of sweepstakes we might want to win, or some kind of a contest, or just things in life that we want. So, I mean, what's there to lose? What really, honestly, what is there to lose in just these little simple tricks? Now, I've also come across, some of you probably heard of Dr. Vitale and Dr. Hu Lin, which he talks about Ho'oponopono. The Ho'oponopono process, what he teaches, is called self-identity Ho'oponopono. It's a Hawaiian method of healing. And his belief and his perceptions and the things that he talks about on Ho'oponopono and the self-identity, there's two versions of the Ho'oponopono. There's actually an intervention Ho'oponopono, the old version, where people get in a group and they kind of ask about things there, you know, things that they're suffering about, things that they need, things that they want, and they actually talk about it. And then they write it on pieces of paper, and then they put it together. And I've seen different versions where people channel, and I see where people just come to an agreement. And this is all part of the law of attraction. It all works like this. The self-identity Ho'oponopono that I've been studying, that I've been researching, is the self-identity is everything within you. Okay, that everything that you have in your life, every person, every scenario, every situation, everybody who's online with us, who's listening, it is not by accident. We've brought that into our reality. So the biggest thing that I had the difficulty with in the beginning with self-identity Ho'oponopono is if there's a problem, you're there and you're part of the problem. I didn't quite grasp that. I didn't quite understand what that meant. And I'm thinking to myself, if there's a problem and I'm there, then it means I'm part of the problem. I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty strong, you know. So what you're saying is that somehow or some way I affected that situation, or I had some part of it, or I was there to perceive it. I was supposed to be there to experience it. And it's kind of like the medicine wheel. You know, the ego, the energies, the perceptions, the intuitions, and the fears, and the love. So I'm there. So basically what happens with self-identity Ho'oponopono, and this is the missing secrets of the law of attraction, the parts that they don't show you, what happens is we have to figure out a way to clean away all the stuff that we created to get to the zero point, to get to God. Not that we get to God, but our higher self gets to that point, to God. Because that's from my understanding that we can't directly get to God because we can't take... We have to take the log out of our own eye before we can take it out of somebody else. So there's a lot of biblical stuff that falls into play with this. So what Dr. Hu Lin is saying, from my understanding, is when we have a situation that comes into our belief system, we need to clear it out or clean it out. And he is a big, firm believer that just by saying the mantras, I love you, thank you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, just those four little mantras, in any type of order that you want to say it, is a cleaning tool. It's a tool that cleans. It pretty much brings it into a balance and brings it to that zero point, that place. And I've really tried this, and it really works. And I've had situations of, you know, my family, my friends, and just driving down the road when, you know, you're not sure about things, when you're not feeling comfortable. And I've really used the Ho'oponopono, the self-identity Ho'oponopono, and it really seems to work. These are just little things that I've come across here recently that, you know, keep it simple is probably the best way. And us humans, sometimes we complicate things. And, you know, we complicate things because we believe that there's a bigger answer, that something should be more grandiose and more, you know, the horns blowing in or whatever. It's simple as simple, you know. Select, project, expect, collect. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. If that's all it takes to clean, and when we get to those moments of, you know, of misunderstandings or confusion or not feeling right or just being grateful, then we need to do it. You know, Dr. Emoto, who does the studies with snowflakes, I believe is his name. Don't quote me on that. But I was reading a second book he wrote, because his first book he wrote was kind of happened by accident, from my understanding. He had an e-book, or his notes kind of got online, and people started liking him, and he just started selling them and became a number one seller in Japan, sold over 400,000 copies. I mean, that's the law of attraction. He had a dream. He had a desire to get his message out. I mean, and his message was pretty simple, that we're 70% water, and then that our water inside of our body, when compromised, becomes stagnant, and that's how we become sick. So I'm starting to understand there's a pattern here with the law of attraction. The pattern is whatever our belief system is going to affect how we live. So we can use any modality, any form that we feel is appropriate for us. But as long as we understand that the outcome is what we put into it. If we don't put anything into it, we're not going to get anything out of it. And that's how the secret works. It's not a secret. We just call it the secret. That's just a marketing thing. I think they called it the secret because the law of attraction just doesn't have the same ring. The hidden secret. Da, 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 da. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that everybody who's listening tonight, or anyone who you encounter, has to find their grounding, what grounds them, what helps them stay center, what moves them forward, what keeps them going. And so, like I said, the law of attraction and the medicine wheel go hand in hand because it affects our body. I mean, everything plays into it. I use the medicine wheel because it's just easier for me to understand into pieces and parts what I need to do. So find what balances you, what brings you to center. So the law of attraction. Now, does anybody have any questions or anything? I know we have some people online. Anybody wants to chat in? Anybody wants to type anything in? Don't mean to stall on here. Just want to make sure I'm not leaving anybody out. Okay. Well, looks like I'm just staying moving around here. Now, I don't claim to know everything or anything. I just know that I know what I know. And, you know, I practice it. And, you know, I understand that sometimes what I say, some people won't agree with me, and that's fine. I'm totally fine with that, because you know what? We all need balance. We all need to be, you know, have the checks and balances. I mean, I hope that somebody or someone writes me and sends me an email and says, well, you know what, you're off base. That way I can come back and reflect on, okay, what do I need to do? And say, okay, how's this person interacting with my life and how we're interacting together? There's a reason for us to come together, okay? So what I guess what I want you to do is just take what you take today, whatever you felt was important for you today. We're going to be talking about different subjects. I think next week Rosa's going to be online. She's going to be talking about quantum touch and and just the different works that she does. And then next week, I think we're just going to kind of have an open forum. We're just kind of let it go and see where we go with it. Just kind of let it ride and just see where it takes us. But like tonight, I just kind of wanted to briefly kind of talk about how I see and how I interpret the law of attraction and how it affects my life. I actually test it in different ways. I test it on the right ways and the bad ways, or like if I don't want to go. See, I work for my family, so it's a little easier. Like if I don't want to go in that day, you know, how that affects. Now, I'm the experiment, I guess. I experiment with myself and how it works. And I've had good results, and I've had positive results, and I've had, you know, negative results. And, you know, you get what you get. You know, if you expect it's always going to be roses, it's not going to be. But, you know, the law of attraction, since I've been studying it, and since I've been learning about it in different aspects, I know there's different aspects of it, I've been really, everything's been pretty good for me. I kind of have to say, I don't want to, there's my ego jumping in and saying, hey, be careful what you say, be careful what you say. But I have to say, you know, maybe my life's a lot better than where it was 5 years ago. Don't want to get too much details, but, you know, when I learned about the secret, you know, it was kind of like it brought everything together. Okay, fine. I knew there was parts we were missing. But it gave me an opportunity to self-study and to study. And, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've gotten into the holistic side of things. I used to be, not necessarily corporate, but I was self-employed, had my own landscaping business and worked for my family, which I still work for my family. But I have this desire and this dream and this drive. I can't explain. It's just, it's unstoppable. I love the work that I'm doing. I think it's very meaningful. I think it touches many people, if not myself. It's a challenge. I get challenged every day with my belief systems and my new spirituality and how I see things. When I do a lot of Native American work, I have Native Americans challenge me, which is wonderful. I mean, that's what you want. You want to be challenged. You don't want to just be out there and just randomly doing things and no one says anything to you. And, you know, next thing you know, you didn't get any results from it. You have to know where you're at. So if someone says you're doing a great job and you're doing good, that's a good result. If someone says you're doing, hey, I disagree with you, that's a good result. Because then you have to understand, okay, it's their perception and how they're seeing things and how their ego plays into it. Okay? So here I am. I'm at point A. I want to get to point B, but I understand there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff in the middle. And I think that's what we forget. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the middle. If we're equipped and we learn how to deal with all the stuff in the middle, the journey to A to B makes it a lot easier. A lot easier. So understand that there's going to be the things in the middle that you have to deal with. The things that, you know, the parts of the movie that talk about. They talk about that in The Secret. They talk about, you know, the guy who's a fan of comic. When they threw the cup at him and they laughed at him and the guy threw the milkshake at him. That's the stuff in the middle. Okay, how are you going to change that? How are you going to change your reality? That's why you have to be a student. You have to study. There aren't a lot of people who will go out and study this stuff, who will try to understand it. But you have to. As much as you get spoon-fed, it's not the same. As much as I sit here online and tell you, you know, this is my version, I mean, it's only like grocery shopping. You're only going to take what's important to you. And that's all I expect people to do. So, you know, the things in the middle is what we have to battle to get to our point. There's different ways of doing it. In The Secret, people, a lot of people said that there weren't any, they didn't show you how to do it. Well, you know, I disagree. I really totally disagree. They told you to make a storyboard. Isn't that an idea? cut out pictures, make a board, a visual board, vision board of the things that you want in life. Corporations do this every day. They write it down and they know what it is. That's why they have all these big conglomerates. Your life is that way too. You have to visualize things. You know, and Dr. Vitale, you know, he said, you know, it's a catalog. You need an endless thing. You know, you have to, it's the words, it's the space between the words that people sometimes just don't get. And you know what? And it makes me sad that not everybody's going to get it either right away or ever. And I think I'm very fortunate that I've kind of seen the space between the spoken word, the space between my sight, you know, I can grab out there. I mean, there's so much information there. We just have to learn how to tap it. And we have to be very, I don't want to say crafty, but we have to be more intuitive, use our intuition, our gifts from God to understand and to grab those things and to listen, to be a student. You know, what the bleep, the secret. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there. I mean, the thing is we want it, a lot of us, I can't speak for my friends and the folks online here, but a lot of people just want people to, you know, inject them with the secret pill and a shot or a pill and that's it and we're done, like the Matrix. You know, once you start seeing the things that you didn't see before, it can get really scary or it can become a really beautiful place. You're going to have to go back to that little child state. You're going to have to be a little kid again. You're going to have to, you're really going to have to get naked and you're really going to have to say, this is what I want. Who cares what my wife says? Who cares what my husband says? You know what? He married me, I married her, or I'm dating him, or I'm dating her for a reason. And then you understand why relationships are so screwed up. It's because we stopped dreaming. We stopped doing the things that got us to where we were going. Is that it? You just expect somebody else to do it? No, you've got to be the initiator. You've got to be the one who moves forward. You've got to be the person that says, I'm taking this relationship forward. And if it doesn't go forward, you've got to move on. You know, that's part of your journey. It's part of your learning. It's part of who you're going to be. In the final stages of your life, you're going to go back. You're going to be laying in bed. You're going to say, damn, I wish I would have done that. How many times do you have to come back to Earth, incarnate, to get it right? How many times do I have to come back and get it right? So, I mean, ask yourself, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to apply the secret in my life? Do I want to apply the secret in my life? I mean, how does the medicine wheel work in my life? Is Iggy crazy? What's Iggy talking about? You know? The medicine wheel is very important. And you have to sketch it out. I write out a medicine wheel because I make it by it so I can understand it. You know, my first wheel is the help wheel, you know, and the second one is life. That's important. How do I help my life? How do I help myself? Because there's times where we feel alone, but we're not alone. Like someone told me, you know, you're in all this darkness, but you're the light, but you don't see yourself as the light because you're engulfed in the dark. But yet the dark, you know, walks away, you know, spreads away from you because you are the light. Every human being on this planet, every single one, is worthy, criminal or angelic. The problem is that, you know, we live in a duality time, space and time, where when there's one going good, there's one going bad. It's the yin and the yang. And that's what happens to a lot of people. Some of us just go this way to the right, and some of us go this way to the left. But that's their journey. And you can change your journey anytime you want. At any given moment, you can become whatever you want. I mean, let me say that properly, because I know that I may not be able to become an astronaut or a gymnast. I'm 42, and I don't really bend that way. But I guess what I'm saying is, you can have the things that you really think that you could have if you truly, truly apply yourself and want to be able to step out of those old programming, those old memories that you've collected over the years, all the things that have brought you to this point in your life. The reason you are, and from my understanding and from my teachings, is we're all where we're at our point of our life is because of our program, because of our belief system, because our secret has been suppressed. Somebody said no, and we believed it. We told ourselves no, and we believed it. I know that everyone's had those moments where they've said yes to themselves and said yes to different things, and they got what they wanted. So ask yourself. Ask yourself, you know, what are my memories doing to me? Are they helping me? Are they benefiting me? Do I need to change my way of thinking? You know, like I had my one show last week was about animal guide. The animals live in the moment. They understand the moment. When a cat comes to your lap, like my cat's doing right now, the only thing that he knows is his memory says, if I sit on Iggy's lap, I'm going to get pet. He's going to pat me, or he's going to tell me to get down. And I have two choices. Accept the rub or just move on down the road. And sometimes, you know, we don't live in the moment. We don't understand the moment. The moment is very important because if we live in the moment, we can see the future and we can see the past. Because if we're too far back in the past, then we can't go forward. Because the past holds many people with a very strong grip, a very strong bite. And those who dream of the future sometimes are so compulsive into the future that they forget the present and the past. But a lot of these people, or everybody does, what happens is we get into these moments into our lives to protect ourselves, to protect our inner child, to protect the ego. The ego will protect us. And it will work very hard. And I'm not one for killing the ego because, you know, I believe that no one should be killed, but to understand and to accept it for what it's for and what it's doing. And be aware of when it's doing it. You'll know. You'll pick up on it. When mom and dad steps in your head and she's like, oh, no, that's you hear your mom's voice in the background, your dad's voice, yeah, your ego's just stepping right in there. So hopefully, the law of attraction today, you got something out of the show. Hopefully I said something that was important. I mean, if I said one thing, then I've done my job. And if I said nothing, then you know what? I've done my job. You know, it's not about who I am. It's about just expressing what I learned. And I hope that, you know, you folks interact, call in, talk in the future, send me an email, be my guest on my show at withinsights.com radio. And this is the website at withinsights.com. We're still upgrading it. We're still updating it. We're talking about a whole bunch of different stuff. But next week, what we're going to do, we're going to have an open forum. We're just going to kind of talk about whatever we, you know, the callers want to talk about and the things we want to say. We're going to kind of talk about, you know, why we lack and how we can have more. And there's different tips. I'm going to give people different tips, you know, on how things we can have more. And I want you to interact with me, you know, and to interact with our speakers and talk with them. And, you know, give us your insights. You know, I want to learn your insights. I want to know what's on your mind. I don't want to be the only one talking. If you have letters you want to write for us, be our guest writers on our site, please do so. We welcome everybody. I mean, that's why we named our site With Insights, because everybody has insights, and they're all within them, and they just have to share them. And if you share to the world, you'll be surprised the gifts and the beautiful things that will come from it. So that's what I ask. Visit our site at withinsights.com or egarcia.com. And just drop us a line. Talk to us. Let us know how you feel. And I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I know I got kind of rambled off there, and I apologize. But I get really passionate about this stuff. And, you know, I like the path that God's put me on. I have a lot to share. And I know that you have a lot to share. and I feel a connection with everybody who, excuse me, listens to our show, interacts with our show, and sends us emails and sends us articles. And I'm a true believer that everybody's gifted, and everybody just needs a little help and a little encouragement to share what's in their mind. And children are the biggest thing. Children love to share. And that's what we need to do, is allow children to express themselves. But when I say children, I'm talking about us. Us adults who are listening tonight. We have to become not childish, more childlike, and express ourselves and share. Share the secret. Share the medicine wheel. Share what you know. So share. That's the big word this week. Share what you know. Because you'd be surprised who you're going to touch when you share. And that's the message that I'm getting through tonight. At the end of my show, I always got these little messages. And, just share with everybody. Share what you know. Because you know what? It's called Wishcraft. One of the little things we're talking about, select, project, expect, and collect. That's just got to have to be that way. Just wish and craft it. Craft it together. Well, we'll see everybody next week. I really enjoyed the time we had together. And like I said, drop me a line. Talk to you guys soon with InsightRadio.com. Peace and love. Peace begins with me. And I will see you guys next Monday at 6 o'clock or later, depending how long our show is going to be. All righty. You guys have a nice evening. Enjoy the rest of your week. Make it whatever you want it to be, because it's up to you. If it's up to me, you're going to do it. I believe in you guys. I know you guys are awesome. I don't know all of you by face, but I really appreciate the time that you take to listen to what I have to say. And that really touches my heart and makes me feel really good. And again, I will see you next Monday about 6 o'clock. It's going to be more of an open forum next week. Alrighty, I'm signing out, and I'll talk to you guys later. Peace and love.